Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ezus Hashem, Shalom Bayis, Shir number 423. Anger and criticism can destroy any marriage, and anger in marriage is one of the worst traits. Criticism is more subtle, perhaps, than actual full-blast anger, but extremely damaging, and sarcasm as well. People do disagree. We could call it even fight sometimes. And sometimes people are stressed. It's normal. But usually anger makes it worse. Almost all the time, anger makes it worse. And even just getting angry and you don't act out on it, it creates a certain fear. It creates a distance. It creates a richuk. And certainly if the anger goes to verbal abuse and chas v'shalom physical abuse, then this, you know, goes without saying, you really have a serious issue that you need help to make sure that that gets removed from your consciousness and from your personality. Love is one of the main foundations of marriage, and you do that. The love is by caring and by sharing, by promoting closeness, by showing empathy to your husband or wife. Anger does the opposite. Opposite of empathy, opposite of caring, opposite of sharing, opposite of closeness. The only thing you'll end up doing is you'll scare away your husband or your wife. And no relationship can flourish that way. Sometimes the victim of that anger will lash out back. Sometimes they'll withdraw. But either way, it will not make the relationship better. The idea is to do the opposite, to build each other's self-esteem, to be there for each other, to support each other. Anger does the opposite of that. Especially when it's verbally expressed. Now, when you have angry state of mind, that's also no good. Mesillas Yesharim talks about levels of anger. So some people by naturally would feel more anger and they have to work on it harder. But if you're already feeling that anger, and we're human, so we'll sometimes feel that, the key is to learn that skill to calm yourself down. If you feel anger, but you also have the skill of calming yourself down pretty much right away to a point where you can hold yourself back from reacting in the wrong way, then it won't destroy your marriage. Then your marriage can be saved and survived despite the fact that you still have anger that you're working with, to work with and deal with, to remove. So some people by nature are more angry than others. So for those of you listening that do feel anger more, you take it in stages. The first step is to make sure you're dealing with the emotion, which will take some time, to be extremely careful to not let it spread to words, and certainly not cholila to worse. It's not a topic, but there's a Sefer Erech HaPayim on Kas. Eventually, Shem Yazar, I would love to give Shiurim on that Sefer, on many aspects of that Sefer, because it's tremendous. But here we're just talking about an aspect of it, and it's pertaining to Shalom Bayis. So your rage, though, it's very interesting. You would think that anger is by just screaming and insulting, or breaking things and so on. But silent treatment is also a form of real, terrible anger often. And it's extremely destructive as well, even though it seems more mild-mannered because it's quiet. There's no yelling and screaming. But it's still seriously destructive. So one needs to be careful, even if they feel anger, to work with it. Never lose their temper. The only time, maybe, that you're allowed to exhibit a loss of temper is if someone's life is endangered as a result of another person's negligence. Sometimes, let's say if you have a 2 or 3 year old, the 3 year old, certainly a 4 year old, that starts crossing without permission and could get chas v'shalom, you know, hurt by a car, and the parent shows a real mad face and even yells and gives them a little whatever, that it doesn't mean you hurt the child chas v'shalom in any serious way, but a more serious reaction there is warranted, because you need to get in the child's consciousness that you can't cross that street. And by showing that anger and frustration, and even a small hit that, again, in a normal way, will trigger this child, this 3 year old, 4 year old, whatever it is, they'll be scared next time to cross the street. And they'll stand by the corner and not go in because they remember how upset their mother or father was. So there you have maybe a scenario. And of course, as Rosalie Salanta said and the Sister Sharma said, even then, the ideal is to be calm in the inside and only demonstrate that anger as an outward expression. As Rav Avigdor Miller always used to say, kas haponim v'loy kas halev, the kas of the face externally, but not the kas that it should go internal. The truth is in marriage, very, very rarely, almost never, should you even have a kas haponim. Certainly not a kas halev. So, Manus Friedman has a book, Doesn't Anyone Blush Anymore? It's a very good book. And he writes a passage as follows. He says that no matter how justified we may feel, anger is never a justification for bad behavior. But unless we recognize anger as unnecessary and detrimental to the well-being of our relationships, we will never learn to give it up or to let go entirely. It will go on ruining our life, ruining our abilities to have and maintain intimate relationships. Anger causes extreme damage because it interrupts a person's ability to think rationally. And a person who doesn't think rationally can be hurtful, can be chalila violent. They lose control. You see this with road rage. Someone cuts you off, and you physically attack the person who cuts you off. You get out of the car, you take a sledgehammer, and you're ready to smash his head. Of course, the driver was wrong or inconsiderate for cutting you off. But the victim of it, reacting in such a way, there's something off there. There's something not healthy there. That even if he felt it was, hey, you could have caused an accident, someone could be seriously hurt, but that response is still way out of proportion. Because the cherish of that is not the safety per se only, but because it's a personal attack. Although it wasn't always personal. Guy could have cut him off, doesn't even... insensitive, yes. Careless, yes. But usually not there to... Probably didn't even see him or didn't notice or just, you know, inconsiderate. And therefore, it's so important to realize that in marriage, when you feel attacked by your spouse, it's understandable that you would take it personally. Even if your spouse didn't intend to attack you, it's understandable that you would feel that way. But if you don't right away correct that in you, the results can be devastating. That is called what Miriam Manahan said, removing the dafka. You have to really recognize that even if there's a scenario where your spouse did hurt you or attack you, to realize that there must be an underlying cause here, especially if overall she's a good or he's a good, decent person. So it's so important to recognize this. We ask Hashem to save us from kas, and especially in Shalom Bayis, because arguments, conflicts, criticism, screaming can result... could wear down and really put an extreme strain on a marriage relationship. And what we don't realize often is that this anger and certainly conflict very often comes from a low self-esteem. Sometimes it's an inferior complex, inflated ego. But what happens is your spouse, husband, wife says something and it offends you. And very often, you're taking offense and being hurt, even if your spouse was wrong or insensitive. But the main hurtness comes from your lack of self-esteem. If you had a positive self-esteem, a positive healthy image, you felt good about yourself, then even if your husband or wife acted inconsiderate, you may be upset. You may recognize, hey, this is wrong. I don't like this. But it won't make you feel bad or inferior. It won't make you feel defensive like you're being attacked, and therefore you won't react aggressively. You may, in a healthy way, in a self-esteem, normally healthy way, communicate back, maybe not this moment, but a little later, and in a respectful way, I'm sorry if I upset you, but let's try to talk to each other in a calm way, even when we may feel upset, and have a constructive conversation. But you can only have that if you don't have that inborn anger that you always feel you need to lash out. And this is a very important thing. Criticism, of course, same thing. Rabbi Arush says in Garden of Peace, nothing creates such a wonderful home atmosphere as a husband who refrains from comments or criticism. And we know ourselves. All the Sefer Musa talk about it, the Chafetz Chaim and some of the Svarim, he mentions it. We don't like when people mention our flaws. It makes no difference how it's given to us. Our tolerance for criticism is very low. The Torah says, Hichiach techiach asam isecha. So it's a mitzvah to point out other people's faults, people are going to say. But you go through the halachas of it, and you recognize that it needs to be done in a way of a v'loisisa olav chet, which it says right afterwards. It has to be in a way where there is a feeling that there's a love and respect and good interest, and that he's willing to be makabel. And then you say it, and very few people have that tolerance anymore, so we have to be very careful. Because what happens is we feel attacked, and therefore we respond emotionally. So even if intellectually we understand, hey, this person pointed out a weakness in me, and it's helpful because I could be aware of this weakness to correct it, but on an emotional level, it bothers you. You get hurt from it. You get angered by it. Understandable? Yes, of course it's understandable. But it's not a healthy thing to get caught up in that anger. Rabbi Aaron Feldman, in his book, The River, the Kettle, and the Bird, said something similar, that from a practical as well as halachic standpoint, harsh criticism is to be avoided, and the message gets across only when spoken in a warm, friendly way. And that is the idea. You see, this is what happens, and Rabbi Manus Friedman said it as a very, very sharp observation, this one. This is the idea. When a person himself or herself admits, I have a flaw, it's more or less, what are they saying? I'm a good person. I have a good personality, but I have one or two flaws. But I'm human. That's when it's your own flaw. But when you're pointing out the same fault, but they're telling you, not you're telling yourself, they're telling you about those one or two flaws. When you receive that, your interpretation now is, they're telling me I have no value at all. It's as if this person is out to put me down, that he's out to get me, that he's out to hurt me. I feel attacked. So these two very flaws that I acknowledge to myself, I'm a good person, I just have these two flaws, I'm human. When someone else points out those two flaws, he's crushing me. I'm a zero. I'm a nobody. That shows the sensitivity that we have towards insults, that we're very soft in that sense, and we have to be careful. And that's why there's an isser of loisainu ish esamisai oinas devarim, which is a very severe thing, because we truly, truly need to be extremely careful in how we treat each other with a kindness, removing anger, and even when we feel anger, to know, to make sure that it shouldn't spread outward. This is a very important thing in a realistic way. If we know we're very upset now, and if we said something now, we'll regret it, We leave the room, we take deep breaths, we walk out, we calm down, till we're able to express ourselves in a healthy, respectful way when the anger and frustration goes away. And in the meantime, hold strong. And to work on ourselves and to recognize that Ahava is stronger and more healing and beautiful. And anger, though, even if it's you feel you're justified, it only robs the energy. It causes mistrust. And there's ways to correct things in a beautiful way. There is nothing that harshness can accomplish that gentle firmness cannot accomplish. Gentle firmness, you need to be firm sometimes, but gentle firmness, harshness does not work. Gentle firmness does, but you need to know how to balance it in a healthy way. The gentleness, and then you could have a little bit of the firmness when necessary, when needed, when it's healthy. But harshness does not work. You remember that, you know that, you see that in real life, it's clear as day. You'll start trying to remove that harshness from your personality, especially when you're interacting with your own husband, with your own wife. Bracha natzlacha.